This is Sam Lowe's and you're tuning in to Mr. Media. This is Sammy Rose and you're tuning in to Mr. Media. Don't grab the diary, we'll change your tune. It's the coolest guy since.
I don't have an ending for that.
Yesterday afternoon.
This yesterday afternoon.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actress Candace Cameron Bure, star of the upcoming GMC TV film Finding Normal. It airs Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern, and again on Sunday, May 19th, 7, 9, and 11. Stick around. I'm betting I'm not the first one to mention Full House. What? Aw, oh, damn. I lose. Again. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. The show is brought to you today by Amazon.com, the world's greatest store for everything from books and movies to computers, TVs, and even my favorite soft drink, Pepsi Wild Cherry. Thinking about buying something online from Amazon or just want to do a little window shopping? You can save yourself a lot of money and help support Mr. Media, that's me, by clicking on one of the Amazon ads at MrMedia.com and start your shopping with us. Get yourself the new iPad or Kindle Fire. Feeling a little racy today? Amazon's got what you need to feel exciting and new, as they used to sing on The Love Boat. Remember, start your next shopping trip from the comfort of your own home, car, hotel, or office with Amazon.com at MrMedia.com. That's right, MrMedia.com. And folks, thanks for your support. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of foul-mouthed comedians who don't understand how Bob Saget can get away with the dirty talk, but they can't, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Every time I hear people babble on about child TV and film stars who struggle to become fully formed adults, I think about Candace Cameron Bure. Playing DJ Tanner on ABC's long-running sitcom Full House didn't seem to ruin her life. She married a National Hockey League All-Star, gave birth to three children, continues to act, and is writing her second book. Oh, and she's about to make her second appearance on Mr. Media. So not bad, right? Candace, who was last here with Frasier star Perry Gilpin to talk about their work on the ABC Family series about high school gymnastics competition, Make It or Break It, is back to talk about starring in a new GMC TV movie, Finding Normal. It airs Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern, and again on Sunday, May 19th at 7, 9, and 11. Now, in Finding Normal, Candace plays a great surgeon who's a little lacking in interpersonal skills when it comes to dealing with, well, pretty much everybody. Candace Cameron, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. Tell us what drew you to Finding Normal.
Well, I absolutely loved the script when I read it. I loved the character of Dr. Lisa Leland. She's someone I haven't played before. And as you already described, she really has a terrible bedside manner. She's very self-focused, self-driven. But of course, throughout the movie, I mean, she goes through this arc where she really starts to reevaluate her life and her priorities and if she's on the path that she's chosen for herself, if this is the path that she's really supposed to be on. And I love the overall message of the movie, which is, you know, the title itself is called Finding Normal. I think we are all trying to find our own normalcy in life. And so, you know, she's a big city girl. She gets stuck in this little town for a few days and she just sees a different way of life. And it makes her question her own path and journey. So I think that we can all relate to that.
Now, are you terribly selective about the roles that you choose these days? Or I'm wondering, maybe with the three kids and the husband, and are you just so busy day to day that you don't want to even be on TV that much?
No, I'm very, very selective in what I'll do. I absolutely love acting, and I'm passionate about it, but I'm very passionate about family programming. Mm. So those are the roles and the projects that I choose to be a part of. I'm a mom of three kids, and also just as a person, it's the type of programming that I want to watch and fill my mind with. And so I'm very, very selective, but I love working, what I want to contribute back into the entertainment industry is good, wholesome programming for families to enjoy together.
What kind of stuff would you not do?
Oh, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. There's lots of shows on cable networks that they might be cutting edge and edgy and kind of spot on for humor, but if I can't sit down and enjoy it with my kids, I'm probably not going to be on it.
So we won't see you as Walter White's mistress on Breaking Bad, for example.
Yeah, I haven't seen Breaking Bad, okay. So I don't even know. I don't watch a lot of that television. I mean, there are some shows that I do watch that they're not perfectly in line with my personal beliefs or values. But a lot of the cable shows, I mean, if they're throwing the F-bomb around a lot, yeah, I'm probably not going to be on it.
Oh, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Now, are you finding, though, because, I mean, you're setting kind of some limitations on what you'll do. Mm-hmm. Are you finding that it is kind of narrow what is available to you in this day and age?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But those are the parameters and the boundaries that I choose to place around my career. So they don't upset me. They don't disappoint me. But clearly, I mean, I find the networks and the production company that are doing the types of films that I want to do. So, as long as they're still around and I can develop and create my own content as well, then I feel very lucky to be able to keep doing it.
So let me ask you this. What do you watch with your family? What do you watch with the kids? And what do you and your husband watch, when the kids aren't around? What would you watch?
Well, my husband doesn't even watch TV. He'll watch the news and sports. That's it. My boys pretty much just watch sports. I mean, we're huge hockey fans, kind of the obvious, and that's all my boys want to watch. Mm-hmm. But if we do watch television together, we're usually watching like the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet. My kids love those shows, and I love watching them too. They're hysterical. I've also got a 15-year-old daughter that is asking to watch every, movie and TV show that's on right now. So I've got like the block still on my TV. But of course, she's 15, so I let her, make some of those judgment calls herself. But I'm a protective parent as well. So, my favorite show on TV right now is Scandal. I can't wait to watch the season finale tomorrow. I also love like reality competition shows like The Voice and American Idol. And I think those are great shows for families to watch together, too.
All right, I got one more question for you. Obviously, if you've got a 15-year-old daughter, I don't know how old the boys are, but I'm imagining that they all know what you do for a living. And I wondered how the introduction of and the awareness of Full House went.
Oh, well, they've absolutely seen the show. And my daughter loves watching it now. We didn't watch it for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden my daughter started watching it last year, and she's like, "Mom, like, I love this show. It's really funny." And I'm kind of like, I know, like, I get it. That's why it's still running on several networks today. And then I get like a tiny bit of the coolness factor from my daughter when her friends are around, because they think it's cool. Because otherwise at home, I'm my kid's mom. I'm like the dorkiest person in the world. But if their friends are there and Full House is on, I'm cool again.
Cool. Well, you'd be cool in my house. My 16-year-old daughter has watched an awful lot of Full House. She'll be I might get a little bit of that coolness to rub off on me today when I tell her
hey,
who I talk to.
I'm sending it your way.
Thank
Lots
you.
Of coolness.
You're very sweet. Folks, watch for Finding Normal, starring Candace Cameron Bure, on GMC TV this Saturday, May 18th at 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Eastern, and again on Sunday, May 19th, 7, 9, and 11. It's pretty easy to remember, right? And that way you can watch it six times this weekend.
Six times. We really, really want you to see this movie.
There you go.
I'll actually be live tweeting for the 9 p.m. Eastern time showing. I'll be live tweeting and have it on a Facebook chat page. I'll be Facebooking as well. So if you go to my website, you'll get all that info too.
That was my last question. What is your website?
My website is CandiceCameronBure.net. And you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Candice C. Bure. It's B-U-R-E.
Got it. We'll share all that on the site. Candice, delightful to see you. Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. You can see and hear almost 1,000 Mr. Media interviews by visiting our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Or check out the more than 200 video interviews on the Mr. Media radio site on YouTube. And I'd sure appreciate if you'd show some love for Mr. Media's advertisers, including Stitcher. Apple named Stitcher a top 5 news app of 2011. It's a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. You can listen whenever you want to more than 5,000 shows, get customized recommendations, and discover what your friends are listening to. My own list of Stitcher favorites is pretty eclectic. I start my day with an hour of MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Then it's the latest two-minute update from the Onion News Network. After that, I'll listen to WTF with Mark Maron, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and excerpts from E's Chelsea Lately and The Soup with Joel McHale. Also in regular rotation on my Stitcher playlist, The BS Report with ESPN's Bill Simmons, The TechCrunch Headlines, and The Don Geronimo Show. The latest episodes of each show, whether originating from broadcasts, cable TV, radio syndication, or podcasts, are continuously updated. Stitcher is a free app for your iPhone, iPad, Kindle, Fire, BlackBerry, Droid, and more. And show your support of Mr. Media by getting, did I mention it's free? The app at stitcher.com/Mr. Media. That's stitcher.com/MR Media. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We're also supported by Audible. Check out Audible's 30-day trial membership and download the audiobook version of the book everyone's been talking about, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. Sign up for your free trial today at audible.com/radio. Again, audibletrial.com/radio. And finally, if you need a disc jockey for a wedding, bar mitzvah, corporate event, or just a big old party, please consider calling 1-800-DIAL-DJs, the party authority for all your party entertainment needs. You can call 1-800-DIAL-DJs or go to their website, 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com, and tell them Mr. Media sent you. And thanks for listening. Today's episode of Mr. Media Interviews is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. You know GoDaddy.com from their wild and sexy commercials, but isn't it time you actually test drove their web hosting and domain registration services yourself? For a limited time, Mr. Media listeners can save 10% on the already low price of web hosting services at GoDaddy.com by entering the promo code POD4 at checkout. Again, that's 10% off web hosting when you go to GoDaddy.com and enter the promo code POD4, that's P-O-D, the number 4, at checkout.